Psalm 119, 63 and 64, and this goes right into what I just said about being with our friends, the Perrymans, and all the rest of you that we get to have fellowship and share love with. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me your statutes. The Message puts it this way. I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. And, of course, the Passion. You know I'm going to read it from the Passion. Anyone who loves you and bows in obedience to your words will be my friend. Give me more revelation of your ways, for I see your love and tender care everywhere. Amen. I see his love and tender care in each of your lives as you're loving him and being more intimate with him. And I get to rejoice with you in how he's blessing you. Mike went a long way away from us into a territory that isn't always friendly. But here he is back giving his testimony this morning. Many of us walked through some really hard things, but that intimacy with him pulls us through. And as I hear your story and you hear my story, we're bound together. Women's Bible study on Thursdays is fantastic. It's not that we're getting that much out of the book, but we are. But community is being built. Don't hesitate to get together with believers and let that community be built. Enjoy the friendships that God is blessing all of us with. Amen. John Wilson wrote in 1680. Now, this doesn't, if you have an evangelistic heart, you're not going to like what I'm going to say. But we aren't always working in evangelism, okay? So let me just share this. Shun the company that shuns God, and keep the company that God keeps. Look on the society of the carnal or profane as infectious, but reckon serious praying persons, the excellent ones of the earth. Such will serve you to quicken you and warm you when cold. Isn't that the truth? They do. Our friends quicken us and they warm us when we're cold. Make the liveliest of God's people your greatest intimates and see that their love and likeness to Christ be the greatest motive of your love to them. I love you because you love Jesus. You love me because I love Jesus. Amen. Amen. Isn't it a pleasant place to walk? I love these words in precious Psalm 119, which I used to think was really long to read. But now I am, you know, the older I get, the more I'm loving it. Amen. Stand with me and let's say it from the Passion as we enter in, from the Message as we enter into worship. I'm a friend and companion of all who fear you, of those committed to living by your rules. Your love, God, fills the earth. Train me to live by your counsel. Amen. Amen. Can you worship with that in your heart this morning?
Amen.
Let's take that community and let's worship as one as we really tell him we love him and we're thankful that all he's done for us.
Amen. Amen.